Yep, go ahead.
All right, hang on a minute. Why is something came up on my screen? Okay. Okay, this I'll call the Operations and Procedures Subcommittee of the Board of Aldermen. Meeting scheduled for Thursday, May 27, 2021. It is 5:03 p.m. What call the meeting to order and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Kenny, you got to get out of here. Move over. Okay. Okay, item number three, roll call, please.
Ms. DeGeniro?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Okay, I don't see Mr. Sill here, but you have all three regular members are present, and you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item number four, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Second call, anybody from the public would wish to speak? Okay, last call. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay, I'll move to close the public portion at 5:05 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item number five, the LAZ, L-A-Z, Parking Limited, LLC proposal for parking management services for on-street parking meters and the Derby Municipal Parking Garage. I know we have the information in our packet. We had some discussion at the last full Board of Aldermen meeting. I have a question for Corporation Counsel based on the proposal as that we have in our packet that was dated May 12, 2021, addressed to Andrew Backlick on behalf of the City of Derby. Hi, Dennis, how are you?
Good. How's everyone?
Good. Do we have a bidding requirement for this service by the charter?
Yeah, so I spoke with Councilman DeGeniro about this, so I looked into it, and I don't think that we do, and the reason is because my understanding of what's occurred here is that there's two separate services that the city was looking to get done. Essentially, there was the services for technology management and ticket management. It was, my understanding, very hard for Carmen, who went out and he got three proposals from three separate vendors to try to do these separate services, two of which would not take on any management systems at all. They would only do some of the technology portion of it, which was only half of the services we were looking for. So really, per the charter, it says service goods or services in excess of $15,000. This is actually two separate things. It's just being presented to us in one contract. And I think that's indicative too, as to some of the people that Carmen went out to get proposals from wouldn't even give a proposal on that separate service. So I don't think we have a charter issue. In addition to that, it's my understanding that this vendor is also on the state bid list.
All right.
Yeah. And Andrew was able to confirm that for us today as well. So I think with both of those things, I don't think it's an issue. The only thing I will mention, though, I see that paragraph five has a blank for the term.
Right,
I would suggest just when maybe this is taken up that it's a year. And I just not to lock the city into long-term type of stuff. And it's a new vendor, so we can make sure that we're comfortable with them after a year, which hopefully we are.
Yeah, that would have been the next thing. to see how it goes, make sure it goes according, you know, accordingly. You know, I was going to even say minimum of 6 months, but you know, I'm okay with, you know, a year if that's what the other members think. So, Charlie or Sarah?
So, Barb, it's Charlie. I actually met with the company, we Zoomed, just to go over what they were talking about, the technologies and the fees. To be honest with you, I was pretty impressed by what they were offering. So, also, I am comfortable with a one-year term on this.
I would agree. I'm comfortable as well with a one-year term.
Okay, so what maybe Andrew, we could, or Carmen can answer. I mean, obviously, it's got to go to the full board. Would they be ready to start, like, right after our next meeting? Or were they looking for, are they going to start any date? Any date you give them, they'll start? Probably the easier way to say it.
I would assume they would, Barb. It's just that when we get the okay from the Board of Aldermen, Board of Aldermen, we would have to go out and order all the plackets and order all the signage and order the hang tags for the mayors. You know, that would probably take a week or two to get those in. They will handle that for us also.
Carmen, do you have an estimated cost for those signs and
No. No, but they said that would be the least of our worries. Maybe he talked to Andrew about it. Andrew's online now, so maybe Andrew.
That was in our packet last time.
I just wasn't sure if there was like a total. I couldn't remember.
No, it's kind of nominal, and I think it depends how many stickers we decide we want on each meter and things like that. But I think that was again a kind of a nominal cost.
Okay, so maybe we can just hold off on the date and at the full board meeting just say, you know,
as ready.
As soon as everything is in place. I mean, the agreement would be authorized to be signed at that meeting, and then it would just be, you know, getting the ordering done and getting everything in. So, okay. Do we have a motion? Do we have somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we propose to the full board the acceptance of the contract between LAZ Parking Limited LLC as dated here on May 12, 2021 for the term of 1 year.
For the term of 1 year. The contract, yeah, the agreement for service for parking.
Yes. Yeah, that's what LAZ Parking does.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll second your motion, and I'll just add on for parking management services for the on-street parking meters and the municipal parking garage in accordance with the agreement.
That's exactly what I said, Barb. Exactly.
I know. I like to read. Okay. Is there any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item number six is the user license agreement between the City of Derby and Permitium LLC for online vital records requests application services. Town Clerk Mark J. Garfalo, this agreement came through the town clerk's office. Dennis, I don't know if you had an opportunity to take a look at this agreement. I think Attorney Marino may have, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, Attorney Marino said he did take a look at it. We really didn't have many issues with it. I mean, namely because there's a termination provision for convenience, you know, so yeah, so long as the city's okay with the payment terms and is satisfied with the vendor to be working there, you know, from a legal perspective, there's nothing in here that really jumps out at me or Attorney Marino. You know, they're going to maintain insurance requirements up to $6 million. I mean, it's excessive. And again, paragraph three has a term that's left blank, but you know, if we want to try to limit that, I think that's probably a good idea, just not to lock us in for too long. But whenever there's a termination provision, that's just essentially a convenience, I don't have much of a, you know, much of an issue for it.
Mark, do you want to just explain briefly what this is? Is there anything that you want to add?
No, I beg your pardon for stepping away. There was a little incident that I had to deal with here at the City Hall. This is a turnkey software that will allow us to more efficiently process births, deaths, and marriage requests. This would be for people that would be typically out of town or did not want to come to City Hall. So we have made up our own system that we use now via email and PDFs and so forth. And that's not a 100% secure system, you know, for email. So this company offers this service. So it's kind of a turnkey operation. So it's easier for people to upload the requisite information. They charge a slight fee to the customer, a convenience fee. And we already charge a minimum $2 convenience fee for the credit card anyway. So this is really just a little bit more on that end. And it's actually a much more efficient operation because it is kind of everything is self-contained and it's encrypted. So it's safer for people with especially with the birth records that are confidential and the information that is passed through is confidential. So we would still have to mail the certificate as we currently do, but this will give them also other options for the postage and so forth, and they would remit to us. So that's pretty the short of it.
And when there's no cost between the city and Permidium, correct?
Correct. And the last paragraph in the agreement,
right?
Actually, Vin had added in there specifically, you know, laying that out. But even in their language, they took our language, that additional paragraph that kind of
right
restates it or states it, you know, explicitly. But yeah, there's no cost. This is just really like a. Really, it's like the same agreement like we have with the credit card company. There's no cost to the city, that they charge the convenience fee.
It's charged
directly to the customer, so
to
there's
customer.
No
customer, right?
The only thing that in this case it actually so the credit, it doesn't, the credit card fee is dealt with through Permidium, and then we just get the money remitted to the city, which includes the cost of the vital record, which they're all $20 for cost, plus the $1 for regular postage or whatever the fee is for, like, for the overnight, if people want it overnighted. And then the rest, they just pay the convenience fee. So we've seen a lot of an increase of online stuff, even with our own system that we developed this year, which is basically just sending the, you know, people get the link off of our site and send us the PDFs. But this is actually a more secure way to do it, and when people don't have the right information, this will allow us to keep kind of everything in one encrypted file, so that there's you know, it's safer.
Yeah, okay. I'll also add that a lot of times this is a North Carolina company, and a lot of times they, you know, will give you an agreement that has a governing law for their jurisdiction. And our request was to change that to Connecticut. They did that. There wasn't an issue. There's an indemnity provision, which is mutual, which is reasonable. So just from Attorney Marino's suggestions, it was taken pretty well by the vendor. So it's fine as is.
And they have a couple other customers in Connecticut so far, and a bunch are signing up because it actually works out very well. And the ones that are using it already are very pleased.
Okay. I mean, I don't have any issue with the term. You know, obviously a year would be okay. Does anybody else have any, Charlie or Sarah, have anything, questions, add?
Mark, Charlie, just so we can narrow this down a little bit more, if we push this to the full board for acceptance, would they be good to go for a July 1, 2021 date, or do they need more time?
No, I think they, I spoke with them again today because initially I had not talked to them about bringing it to the full board, but the Corporation Council recommended to do that. So they need like probably a couple weeks, like ramp up time. So it probably July 1st would probably work. They just need to, they'll customize their site the way we want it. So in the way that people are used to seeing it and the form and so forth. So we, you know, basically would have like to do that, but we can, you know, and they won't move ahead until the paperwork is signed. So, you know, I spoke to them and they said if we start on, you know, on the 11th, and it doesn't have to start like on a, you know, July 1st, if we could, you know, if it's approved on the 10th at the next meeting, then, it, you know, more or less, I mean, we can turn around what they need, you know, quickly, because it's, you know, again, because we're a hospital town, we deal with this all the time. The towns that they signed up don't have hospitals, so I think it was like they kind of had to establish a system. We have it set, so we know what we want and how we want to read, because basically, you know, we've adjusted it as there are other questions and so forth. So it's a fairly, we know like what we would want to see, and they're able to customize it and to whatever we want. So it's most times from their experience, it's really kind of the slowdown or the hold up is usually when the town needs to kind of figure out what they want to do, but we know what we want.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to kind of make it like a fiscal year type of contract. Those are easier to remember.
Yeah, I mean, if it could be like basically like a year and 2 weeks, or more or less like what you're going to do with Laz, I guess, you know, probably in the practical sense, that would, yes, I would, because I think like the expiration should definitely be like next June 30th, because then it'll keep it consistent.
Right. I agree with you.
Okay, Sarah, anything?
Nothing more to add than, you know, what you and Charlie said. I agree with everything.
Okay, so we have a motion. Yeah, Charlie did the first one very well.
Yeah, very well. All right, so I make a motion that we move to the full board the contract between Permidium LLC in the city of Derby for the vital record access. I would imagine that's what it is, for the term of 1 year with the contract ending June 30th, 2022.
There a second?
Second that, Sarah.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item number 7 is the discussion to adopt a fee schedule for the use of Wittick Park and Bradley School Field. Discussion, possible action, and recommendation to the full board of aldermen, other women. We did get a couple of us got it yesterday. Charlie got it ahead of time. Not that didn't come out right, but however, I didn't get it by email, but I do have it now. So if you have a copy, well.
I've had a copy and I've gone through it, Ms. DeGennaro, and I would just ask that because of the length of it and the amount of information to take in, that we table this discussion for 1 month until the next meeting.
Okay. I kind of skimmed it myself and I was going to say the same thing. So you made a motion to table. I'll second that. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I would just like to say at the end of this though, that I appreciate
Sarah there.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate all the hard work that Andy Cota did putting that together.
Yeah, it's quite similar to Payden, and I appreciate them giving us this as well. Item number 8 is the discussion and review of proposed policies and procedures regarding usage of City of Derby motor vehicles, discussing possible action and recommendations to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen. We had looked at one of these policies back in 2019, August, September, before that. We received another policy that came through from Mr. Backlick from our insurance carrier, and I would just ask, I know Andrew, I know you're on, they're looking for something for July 1. I was going to ask again that it be tabled to our next OP meeting with the anticipation that it would be on that full board meeting the same night for probably for consideration. I mean, I wanted to make myself back, get familiar and go back to a few of the emails that came during that time from Corporation Council. I it was July 1st they wanted it for, Andrew, is that correct?
Yes, they did want it for this upcoming renewal, but I think even if they know that it's in committee and that we're considering it, that will probably help. I think Travelers have just said they weren't going to quote us without some sort of motor vehicle policy that governs some of the things that they suggested.
When does our policy renew for July 1?
Yes, okay. Everything for insurance purposes is on the fiscal year.
Okay. So the committee, I would, this way we can get familiar with it again. And Sarah, you may not have been familiar at all with the because I think it was prior to the election, I believe.
Yeah, I think this is the first that I've gone through and looked at
right.
Documentation on it. Yeah.
Right. So I will make a motion to table to our next OP meeting.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Excuse me. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item number 9 is fill member vacancies on the Infrastructure Committee and City of Derby Pension Board and the status of the Derby Middle School Building Committee. Discussion, possible action, recommendations to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen. I put this, I think the mayor's on as well. I put this on subcommittee, if you guys remember, I asked about the vacancies brought it up at the last full board of aldermen meeting. You know, there's a vacancy on infrastructure, there's two vacancies on the pension board. The one on the pension board was from Mr. McLiberty. The infrastructure committee was from Mr. McLiberty. So I really was just trying to push it forward to try to, you know, perhaps for the next Board of Aldermen meeting, we have some names of individuals that might be interested to fill those vacancies.
Barbara, I'm on
it. Yeah.
So we already have Pam.
Yeah.
We already have Pam. She was looking at the pension board and the other boards. We're already looking into that and getting names. So we are definitely on top of that.
Okay. The infrastructure committee is an appointment by the Board of Aldermen. Because that came out of the bond referendum. So, I might have a few names myself that I can give you of people that are interested. I'd be willing to do that.
Absolutely, please. please, okay. If you got people interested in anything, please send them our way.
Okay. So, and the middle school building committee, I mean, my concern, and one of my concerns is on this, and it's just, I don't know who was on it back when it was created, but we know that Keith was on it. But two of my concerns are, and this has been a number of years, that there was issue with that a CO was never completed there. I'm not sure if that ever happened. And recently, as far as most recently, and the document that Mr. McLiberty submitted to us of work that he was doing, a couple of the items were middle school closure, middle school CO. I don't know if there's, you know, my hope is that we can get a status. Where what's going on? Are there things that, is there open money? Is there open things that need to be done by a committee that hasn't met in a number of years? Do we need to resurrect that committee? Do we need to put people on it? That's
what I understand. I understand there's open money to come back. McLiberty was on that. He was, you know, he left, and I will continue to work with him. He said he was going to continue to give us some guidance to finish that up, because we do have money coming back.
Well, but I think we need a committee. I mean, and if it's not the committee that existed, you know, before, because again, I don't know who was on that. I know that, I guess we'd have to go back to minutes from 11 years ago, 12 years ago, but do we need to put another committee in place?
But Barbara, what I'm thinking is, like, why reinvent the wheel if we can get Keith's information and to finalize this within a couple of months instead of starting another committee and getting everything back for 11 years, like you just said? I if we can get Keith to just tell us exactly what we need to do, and I think he'll give us the information on that. So, but like I said, if we need another committee, we'll get another committee. But if we can get the information from McLiberty on what we need to do to finish this up, I think that would be a lot easier to get money back to the city.
Well, I don't have an issue with you having contact with him to try to get information, but he is no longer an employee. But my issue is that why should he unilaterally make a decision if that wasn't the intent of that committee, Mayor? That's all. If it has to come to the full board that we make the decisions, then that's what. We don't need another committee. So
absolutely. You guys are going to make the information. Okay. Hopefully you didn't misunderstand me, but if Keith could give us a roundabout to say, listen, this is what you need to do, and you're done, and the Board of Aldermen do it, great. If you want to do another committee, great. I mean, it's up to you guys. You guys are the aldermen.
I would just, Mr. Mayor, Charlie, and Barb, I would just recommend that we find out exactly what the status is, because like you said, Barb, you know, it didn't give specifics of why these things haven't been done. Bring those specifics back to this board, and then we can make a proper decision as to if a committee should be formed, or it can be handled, let's say, at this committee, and we just move it forward to get these items closed out.
Thank you, Charlie. That's basically what I was trying to say.
You're getting there.
So, Mayor, can you have a list of what is open, what items are still being held up or open on for our next committee meeting next month?
I will have that list, yes.
Okay. So, is anyone else? I mean, I don't have an issue with that, but this way we can try to get some closure.
Absolutely.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Just also regarding the pension board, you mentioned that Mr. McLiberty was on it. He was on it when he was city treasurer, but after his time as city treasurer, there was no appointment to that board, at least what we have on record.
Well, the vacancies are an at-large member and I believe a vacancy from a city hall employee. So the mayor has to make those.
Well, no, the union, and we've been waiting for the union. Mark can probably speak on that. And we're looking at for at-large.
City hall employee, right. Yeah, the city hall employee that's, I don't think it specifically says union. I know it doesn't say union, it says city hall employee. So, however,
it says any other city employee. There's one person from the public works union, and then it says any other employee who is in the pension. So because things have changed, some people are in and some people are not
in
the pension. We had to get from the city payroll and then the Board of Education payroll because there's some of those local units are in the pension plan as well. So we have that, and we have to have a vote. So we're organizing that. Should have that done next week or so.
Okay.
So we're just trying to compile the email and get everything. So Barbara,
we're still looking for at-large, too. And we have a few people that are interested. Names, please.
I won't say it now, but I could
send it
to you, let you know. Look, I'll call you, whatever, let you know.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. It's tough to get people involved and people are interested, but I'll definitely take any advancement on anything.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have anything else on number 9? Charlie, Sarah?
Nope.
Okay. So item number 10 is adjournment. Wow, this might be a record. Motion to adjourn at 5:35. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. So, Mark, we got to get off, right? And then you come back on? Or is that what we do? Yeah. Charlie, you still there?